This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Propax Gold with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for listening to these podcasts. I'm Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. If you'd like to make an appointment, call our office. We're open. I also do telephone and telehealth. 212-779-1744 is the number. You'll speak to Grimaldi, and she can set you up. I want to talk to you about exposure to pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides, the human health effects. This is coming from the Institute for Functional Medicine. I know I've talked a lot, especially with regard to COVID-19 pandemic and the role that toxins, air pollution, all of that plays into. And I want to talk to you more because this really merits repeating with regard to the amount of toxins we're actually exposed to that you need to know about and what you can do. Pesticides and a wide variety of other chemicals persist in the environment, even ones that have been outlawed in the 70s. It still lives in your body. They've even found it in the placenta of women who were pregnant. They found these toxins to still be around, present in their bodies, even the things that were long ago have been taken out because of they've been discovered to be hugely detrimental, carcinogenic. So pesticides and a wide variety of other chemicals persist in the environment and make their way into our everyday lives. We know this. While the concept that toxicants accumulate in the body and the cause of various health problems has long been a fundamental tenet of traditional healthcare systems around the world, researchers have learned a great deal in recent years about how toxicants affect the human population, where they originate, and how to improve our ability to detoxify in a toxic world. You know, how can we help our patients manage the health risks of exposure to these ubiquitous substances? I mean, think about it. Parkinson's disease, which has been on the rise, has been associated with toxicant exposure, like herbicides and pesticides. Let's talk about pesticides. In the half of the last century, worldwide pesticide production increased at a rate of about 11% per year, from 0.2 million tons in the 1950s to more than 5 million tons in the year 2000. Oh, that's frightening. What's more, it's estimated that only 0.1% of applied pesticides reach the target pests, leaving the vast majority of the chemicals, 99.9% of them, to linger in our environment. Pesticides have been associated with short and long-term effects on human health. including elevated cancer risks, and disruption of the body's reproductive, immune, endocrine, and nervous systems, as well as malignant melanoma. Hey, you thought that was all about too much sun exposure. Malignant melanoma, maybe more related to your toxicant exposure and accumulation. Exposure to pesticides can come through food, either on or within fruits and vegetables, in the tissues of fish and other animals we eat, through contaminated drinking water, or in the air we breathe. Now, pesticides, either on or within the fruits. I remember being in my food science class as an undergrad and the professor explaining that it's not simply just what they spray on the apples on the apple tree. That's not it. It's being sprayed into the tree. It's being sprayed into the soil. So the apple is growing with the pesticide inside of it. So it's not a matter of, oh, I'll eat these conventional apples. I'll just take the peel off. I'll make sure I scrub it well. It may be inside the apple. And you may have to go for organic after all. That's what we really need to do. You need to at least look for or look at the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. The Dirty Dozen produce that will be more contaminated than other produce, and the Clean 15, where you don't have to go for organic so much with the Clean 15, but with the Dirty Dozen, you wanna go organic on those. What are the Dirty Dozen? Go to EWG.org. That's environmentalworkinggroup.org, EWG.org, and you will find it there. Off the top of my head, spinach, potatoes, berries, and apples are on that list of things that we need to get organic. All right. So exposure to pesticides come through our food, either on or within fruits that I just explained, and vegetables, in the tissues of fish and other animals we eat, through contaminated drinking water, or in the air we breathe. Respiratory pathologies are also related to occupational exposure to pesticides, including asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and lung cancer. One interesting study found associations between agricultural crops and the risk of lung cancer in agricultural workers. Wine growers were at a higher risk of adenocarcinoma. Pea growers were at a higher risk of small cell lung cancer and the risk of squamous cell carcinoma was increased by sunflower growing, fruit tree pruning, and pesticide use on beets. Wow. Neonicotinoid pesticides, that's neonicotinoid pesticides, are members of a relatively new class of chemicals registered in 120 countries for their use on crops like corn, canola, soybeans, and the majority of fruits and vegetables. In addition to being toxic to birds and mammals, neonicotinoids have been associated with colony collapse disorder in honeybees. Studies suggest that in humans, these neonicotinoids and atrazine as well are effective inducers of aromatase in human adrenocortical carcinoma cells, adrenal cancer. A 2016 study published in Toxicological Sciences for the first time demonstrated in vitro that neonicotinoids may stimulate a change in the enzyme aromatase in a promoter-specific manner similar to that observed in patients with hormone-dependent breast cancer. Breast cancer. Think neonicotinoid pesticides on your produce and soybeans and corn and canola. Insecticides and herbicides. Organophosphates, which are carbon and phosphate containing molecules, are the most commonly used insecticides and herbicides in the U.S. in all market sectors, in agriculture, in home and garden, industrial, commercial, and government. The International Agency for Research on Cancer classifies malathion and diazinon as probably carcinogenic to humans, and dichlorovos, parathion, and tetrachlorovinpos possibly carcinogenic to humans. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency also classifies parathion as a possible human carcinogen. Increased cancer risk has been associated with several organophosphate insecticides in case-controlled studies in the U.S., Canada, and Italy. In addition to cancer, studies suggest that organophosphates may be tied to a wide variety of other negative health effects, including ADHD, that's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, muscle weakness, and numbness. Use of the herbicide glyphosate, hello Monsanto, hello Roundup, use of the herbicide glyphosate began in the 1970s. That's Roundup. And the chemical swiftly attained widespread use in modern agriculture, becoming the most commercially successful and widely used herbicide of all time as of 2016. Total worldwide glyphosate use, agricultural plus non-agricultural, rose more than 12-fold from about 67 million kilograms in 1995 to 826 million kilograms in 2014. How much is that? It's 0.15 to 1.8 billion pounds. I can't wrap my mind around that. Levels of glyphosate and its primary metabolite, called AMPA, which is aminomethylphosphonic acid, have been detected in the air, in the soil, in our water, and food. A number of studies suggest that glyphosate stimulates breast cancer growth via estrogen receptors. A 2018 study published in Food and Chemical Toxicology, investigated the effect of glyphosate on the estrogen signaling pathway involved in the induction of cholangiocarcinoma cell growth, cell cycle, and molecular signaling pathways. The data suggests that glyphosate can induce cell growth in estrogen receptor alpha positive CCA cells through the non-genomic estrogen receptor signaling pathway. A formal review of glyphosate by the EPA and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry was released in 2019, finding some statistically significant links to some cancers like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. More recently, Bayer The company behind Roundup Weed Killer, remember Bayer recently bought Monsanto, behind the company Roundup Weed Killer, which contains glyphosate, settled most of the current and possible future lawsuits brought against it by plaintiffs alleging that glyphosate causes cancer. The press reports that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma patients started suing in 2015 when the World Health Organization report suggested glyphosate might cause cancer. Monsanto has long maintained that Roundup does not cause cancer, citing some studies that suggest glyphosate may be safe. Well, listen, not so. If this information right now does not get you to reevaluate your concept of your perfectly manicured lawn and using Roundup to get rid of those weeds, I don't know what will, because we need to stop using that stuff. In addition to glyphosate, malathion, parathion, and dimethoate are known for their endocrine-disrupting potential. These are gender benders. They've been associated with effects on the function of cholinesterase enzymes, a decrease in insulin secretion, disruption of normal cellular metabolism of proteins, carbohydrates and fats, genotoxic effects, and effects on mitochondrial function, which can lead to cellular oxidative stress and problems with the nervous and endocrine systems. So, clinical strategies begin with avoidance. Stop using the stuff, buy organic, reduce your toxic exposure. Strategies for detoxification have consistently had a nutritional focus through the implementation of specific foods, nutritional supplements to encourage toxin transformation and excretion. We're talking about the phase one and phase two detoxification that happens in our livers, liver and intestines. Research has also begun to paint a very rich picture of significant interconnections between diet and the processes of biotransformation and detoxification. Clinical evidence also demonstrates the importance of matching the patient's unique genotype to the appropriate diet, food preparation, and eating patterns in order to induce the appropriate phase one and phase two enzymes responsible for balanced detoxification of exogenous molecules and biotransformation of endogenous metabolic byproducts, right? Important, because so much of this can be treated with medical nutrition therapy to make sure that you're detoxing properly. In addition to the vegetables that aid detoxification, eating more phytonutrient-dense and diverse food aids the detoxification process. The bottom line is that while green, non-starchy vegetables are essential for detoxification, it's important to eat a rainbow of colors every day. Remember, a tenet of integrative and functional nutrition is to eat at least 5 colors a day. Not just, you know, you've heard dietary guidelines of at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, but we want to aim for 5 different colors a day. So in addition to healthy greens, red beets, peppers, all the colors of peppers, red, green, yellow, and radishes, orange carrots, yams, and sweet potatoes, winter squash, yellow summer squash, white onions, and garlic. These should be consumed regularly. These will all help with effective biotransformation, detoxification, that all important phase one and phase two detoxification in your liver. Your liver needs to be healthy. And in addition, the liver needs the support of nutrients and amino acids to support that detoxification. You need a very healthy, whole foods, rich, organic, pesticide, herbicide-free diet. That's really what we're talking about. You need to make sure that the source of your water is clean. And if not, you need to get a proper filtration system, right? You can always check with your local water authorities. You can get that kind of reporting there to check. So this information about exposure to pesticide, herbicide, insecticide, and the amount, how much it has increased from the 1970s, and even from the year 2000 to now, is mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. Be aware of that. Do your best to reduce the toxic burden. You have some control over that, what you put in your mouth, what you use in your home, in your cleaning products, your personal grooming products, all of these things, and your water, okay? If you have any questions or topics you'd like to hear me discuss, or you'd like to hear me weigh in on, radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for your questions. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.